Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're going to be visiting with Tova Brandt. She is the Albert Ravenholt Curator for the Museum of Danish America in Elkhorn. Good morning to you, Tova.
Good morning, LaVon.
Well, I saw on the KJAN website, I might as well give them a little plug here, that you have an event going on at the museum Saturday and Sunday that says it's free admission. Why is that?
That's right. Well, Sunday, January 27th, is International Holocaust Remembrance Day. And so this is a date honored by institutions all over the world. And because one of our featured exhibitions right now talks about Denmark during World War II and the rescue of Danish Jews so that they survived the Holocaust, it's a good opportunity for us to join in on that remembrance of International Holocaust Remembrance Day and invite people to learn more about the Danish part of the story. So we decided to open our doors, waive admission all weekend, and so all are welcome.
Good. You know, it would seem to me, but I've been doing a lot of study on history, that everybody should know that Denmark was at least involved in World War II, but I talked to somebody who said, oh, what did they do? So you have a whole exhibit that could answer that question.
We do. It's called Denmark, October 1943, Occupation and Resistance. And the basic story of Denmark during the war is that it was occupied by Nazi Germany for 5 years, from the spring of 1940 until the end of the war in 1945. And so the Danish people really spent most of that time as an occupied country. The first couple years, daily life was not changed very much. But as the war went on, the pressures became greater on all sides, and so the resistance became more active, more organized, and finally in 1943, the Nazis decided that now was the time to do what they had done in other countries in Europe and arrest all of the Jewish citizens and deport them to concentration camps. When word got out to the Danish people at large, a grassroots effort took place that meant that everybody helped their neighbors. They helped Jewish families find places to hide. They helped them find safe houses. And ultimately, they helped them get on boats to cross the water to Sweden, which was neutral during the war. And Sweden had made it known that they would welcome refugees. So out of about 7,000 Danish Jewish citizens, most of them safely got to Sweden, only 500 Danish Jews were arrested and sent to one of the concentration camps. But of those, most of them survived. So it's a remarkable story of an entire nation banding together to really do what's right. And so this is a wonderful opportunity. We opened this exhibit last fall, which was exactly 75 years after this Danish boat lift, as it's called. And so that exhibit is still on view and will remain on view through the end of March. This weekend coming up is basically an opportunity to see it for free and take your time. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of stories. There's a lot of personal stories of both members of the resistance and also some of the people who themselves were rescued and some of the people who ended up being imprisoned in the concentration camp. So there's a lot of there's a lot of drama. There's a lot of emotion going on, but it's a really important story to remember.
It certainly is. That percentage is so high. And, of course, the non-Danish people who helped the Jews were in great danger, too.
Yes, there was a risk. It was part of really seen as resistance to the, to the occupation. The fact that so many people did what they may have thought of as a small part or a larger part, but it was quite widespread, It took a lot of people to rescue thousands.
It did. So this would be a wonderful opportunity to visit the Museum of Danish America, but there's lots of opportunities ahead. If you already have your weekend planned, well, what are the hours regularly of the museum, Tova?
Our regular hours on weekdays are 9 to 5, on Saturdays 10 to 5, and Sundays 12 noon to 5.
Okay. And you're open every day except a couple.
Right. There's just a few holidays during the year that were closed. For example, Christmas Day, New Year's Day, Easter Sunday, and Thanksgiving.
Okay.
But we did manage to close for snow.
Really?
Earlier this week, too. So when in doubt, check our Facebook page, and we try to keep things up to date there as to our status. But in general, we are open 7 days a week.
All right. Very good. Well, if we wanted to see some other exhibits, some other things going on, what's happening?
Well, we've always got a variety of things. We still have on view an art exhibit that is Photography of Balancing Rocks. And that might sound kind of curious.
It's like, it's like growing grass? I don't know.
This is art by a Danish-American man who lives in the Twin Cities. His name is Peter Jewell. And he has really gotten into the art of stacking rocks, just natural rocks that usually when he's up on the shore of Lake Superior. And for anyone who's visited, especially the north shore of Lake Superior, it's wonderful rocky coastline, beautiful landscape, and instead of a sandy shore, it's a rocky shore. And so over the years, he's become quite adept at stacking rocks in ways that really seem to defy gravity. And he doesn't intend these to be permanent structures or sculptures. You know, this is really an ephemeral art. But he does take photographs.
Good.
And so he captures these on photographs, and because of the landscape and the setting, these are just beautiful, peaceful, whimsical photographs of something that it seems so simple. But we actually have a few rocks in the gallery, and you can try it yourself and you can decide how simple it really is.
Yeah, because there's no glue, there's no mortar, there's none of that involved.
No, there's no tricks. It is purely, purely physics and luck.
Have you tried and succeeded?
I've learned that you really need to learn how to pick your rock. Yeah, so there is a level of skill and experience that goes into this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else that you want to mention or that's we need to be looking forward to?
Well, two more things to mention. We actually have an open house at the museum next Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 5. It's an opportunity to say goodbye to our outgoing executive director, Rasmus. He is moving on to actually return to his original field in libraries. And so we are inviting everyone to come and say thank you and farewell. And so that's another opportunity to stop by the museum. So that's next Wednesday afternoon, 3 to 5. And we will also be opening a new exhibit about the Danish flag, which in this year is turning 800 years old. So there's a lot that's happened in that 800 years.
I guess.
And it is the oldest national flag in continuous use. So there's quite a story to tell there, too. So you can take a chance or to take the opportunity to come down and learn more about that, too.
And there's always all of the more permanent exhibits. And I think, every time I come, I see something different in that same display because it's hard to take everything in it at once.
There is that, and also sometimes we even change things around in that.
It's like going to the grocery store. You can't find it where you found it last time.
Exactly, just to keep you on your toes.
Yeah, that's very good. So, again, Tova, this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, that's tomorrow and the next day, you can get to the museum, free admission, and really take a look at the display, although the display, you said, will be there till March 24th, but this weekend would be a great time. So we want to thank you very much, Tova Brandt, for visiting with us and bringing us up to date on what's happening at the Museum of Danish America.
Thanks so much.
You bet. Until next time, here's a thought from Mary Tyler Moore, actually. Pain nourishes courage. You can't be brave if you've only had wonderful things happen to you.